our special short edition of the Straight Gaming Podcast, where we are going to be talking about the Microsoft and Sony events for E3 2012. My name is Brittany, and I'm here with Carrie and Dallas.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, nerdgasm. Nerdgasm, The Last of Us. Hey, what's up, guys? Sorry. Oh, I gotta put the tissues down. Hold on.
I need my wet wipe. Where's my wet wipe?
All right, I'm back.
Do you guys need some new panties?
I need a new
thong. No, you need some new panties after freaking Assassin's Creed 3 and Liberation, so don't talk.
Man.
And the white Vita.
Yes. I think you need to, you probably just commando right now because of how much you've been just dripping today. You need to go wash your panties so you get to have a fresh one later.
I think before we start talking about all of the great stuff that we saw today, I think we need to talk about...
Hella great stuff. Just call it what it is. Greatness, okay? Not great stuff, just all greatness.
First, let's talk about the crappy WTF stuff.
No, that's tomorrow. That's 10 minutes. Oh! You want to talk about today's stuff? Okay.
Today's stuff.
Do we have to?
Yes.
Oh,
I mean, okay. The problem I have with Xbox is it's too much entertainment. I'm sorry. I have the internet on my computer, my phone, laptop, and other portable devices like my Vita. I don't need it on my fucking Xbox.
But your Xbox is your home entertainment system.
No, actually my Sony PlayStation is, because it actually has a Blu-ray player.
Exactly.
Oh, and this shit, like my buddy, he's with me, Dark Reaper. He's like, oh my gosh, they're going to have, you know, this, and this on it. And I'm like, okay, the baseball, that was already on PlayStation, and that's $100 a year. And also NHL was already on Sony PlayStation, which that's like $120 a year too.
And the one thing Sony has that Microsoft doesn't yet is fucking NFL ticket.
And they won't get it because of DirecTV. Also, they do have the SEC and college sports on Sony. I mean, NBA, I mean, the only time people care about the NBA is when LeBron chokes or in the playoffs. Or when Derrick Rose takes an arrow to the knee. I mean...
Oh man, you're stupid for that one.
You know, I'm just speaking it real. I'm Skip Bayless. You know,
gosh,
Stephen A. Smith over there, he's a bitch.
Whatever, bitch, because we about to break this down real fast. Like, no.
I mean, Halo 4, awesome.
Yeah, give him that. Too many, but at the end of the day, there were just too many titles on the Sony side that were just jaw dropping. Compared to Microsoft and Xbox.
Yeah, this is the funny thing. He's like, this is the first thing he said to me. Oh, that wasn't that great. Sony, you know, they only rely on their exclusives. I'm like, so you're basically saying Xbox just relies on Call of Duty? Because, I mean, essentially that's what it is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I try to not become part of like the whole fanboy war thing. I do prefer PlayStation, but I never really I didn't mind Xbox. I'll play Xbox.
First time I own an Xbox.
I sold my Xbox. Yes. I didn't play it. There was no point in me having it anymore because they don't have any games. Every game that I want to play, I can get on PlayStation.
And that was the crappiest part about Microsoft's freaking Xbox's freaking presentation. Most of the games they show are cross-platform compatible. So what is the point of you even having a fucking press conference?
And they had, what, three new IPs where they showed no trailer footage whatsoever?
So
which ones? Because I missed part of Microsoft's.
I don't even fucking know. I watched Microsoft for Halo 4.
That was it.
And then Let's Play Kinect, which I'm actually you know what? I'm actually digging the Kinect. I want to look into it more, and I got made fun of about this. It is definitely the Madden football.
I'm kind of with you on that. I am kind of with you because I actually seen when you was on Twitter talking about that, and I was like, well, if I had a working Xbox and Kinect, I probably would buy it because if I could just call my plays, that's dope. I mean,
I can call my audibles right then and there and not have to fucking, you know, have a degree from MIT to fucking play Madden. I mean, to the point, sports games, except for baseball, is like you got to have a fucking degree from MIT to figure out the fucking controls. Because now I can just say, you know, we'll do like, let's see here. I don't fucking know. AJ Green, you know, streak. I mean, and then he's going to streak for me down, you know, the right side of the field for a touchdown. Instead of having to, you know, do all different types of fucking complicated controls.
Wait, who's streaking?
AJ Green.
What's streaking? He's going naked?
No, actually streaking in the NFL means just, you know, go.
You just run straight, as fast as possible.
Straight. As fast.
So why don't you just say run?
Because the play is called, and as far as the receiver goes, it's called streak.
But why don't you just say run?
Okay, how about we change this? How about, you know, slant left. AJ Green, slant left. There we go. So we don't have to talk about streaking.
Because yeah, we're going to turn into a whole thing.
Exactly. And FIFA. For all you guys don't know, I play football with all my viewers that live in the UK. And Scotland. So big shout out to you guys.
Those that don't know, he's talking about soccer because they call it football because that's actually football.
Yeah.
It is?
Yes. And overseas and in like Mexico, Spain, and places like that, football to them is soccer, which we call soccer.
They call
our football Americano.
I know that.
Actually, in Mexico, it's football North Americana. So.
Yeah. So.
Which Xbox would understand that with their 12 new languages. Which was, this is the fail part. They did not have Japanese on there.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
So, like, the 10 people in Japan that actually own.
Enjoy Kinect. And their language.
But most of them already speak English, but it probably won't understand them anyway.
Well, I'm pretty sure Microsoft isn't hurting from the 10 people that own their systems.
But at the end of the day, as we're going to say, because I'm done talking about Microsoft, their press conference was crap except for Halo 4. And if you were watching via game trailers, you know, you could actually look at the rating bar go from high in the green all the way to disliking it by the time they got to Kinect and everything else.
Because people want games. I mean, I just don't understand Microsoft. They have Windows 7. They have all this wonderful stuff on the PC. Stop ruining a gaming console and turning it into an entertainment console as your first priority.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably. I mean, what they made? Forza, which that looks like Need for Speed.
I swear to God, when I first seen it, I was like, is this a new Need for Speed? And then I realized the guy had said something about Forza, so I was like, are they really going the route of Need for Speed? Like, I'll just wait for another Need for Speed.
And which that's coming out, too.
Exactly. So, but we're going to end this conversation about Microsoft because they really just blew it, technically, to me, with their conference except for Halo, which is...
What are you talking about? The way they turned their conference into a concert was amazing.
With Usher?
Goddamn concert! I want game content!
The one thing I did want to talk about was... I mean, I know, Carrie, you want to get off the Microsoft and talk about Sony. I understand. I mean, I'm still shaking because of that. I want to talk about... what was it? The game? Or what's the one thing that they... Fucking Cube Square or whatever the hell it's called. Where you can use like iOS or Android to control your Xbox.
Oh, I forget already what it was called.
because it didn't matter. That's why.
Right. Well, no. Basically trying to bite off of Nintendo's Wii U controller.
Yes and no. I mean, it's called Smart Glass. I totally
agree. Yeah, Smart Glass.
I think it's a great concept. You know, integrate not just only Windows products, but also integrate Android and iOS products into using Xbox, which that's something that Xbox, that's out of the norm for Microsoft. So Microsoft is very dedicated. You have to use our products and only our products for our console or, you know, software-wise. So I think that's a really cool, innovative idea, which that's the only thing that they came innovated with.
Smart Glass.
Yeah, I think it's a cool idea. I don't think it's going to work like they want it to work.
It won't. It'll be a lot of bugs, but, I mean, in the same aspect, and when we get to it, Sony's doing it too, so.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, yeah, with HTC.
So, that's to start off, but, I mean, they already said they'll be on tablets and other phones, so it is where they probably thought they had the one-up on Sony. Microsoft thought they had the one-up on Sony. Sony just said, ha, slap in your face. We got it too, bitches.
But essentially, I rate Xbox as Microsoft's press conference as a fail.
Yes.
I'm not going
so far.
To fail because of Halo 4, but it definitely was a fail.
I mean, yes. I love Halo, but you got to bring me more content.
It's not enough.
I mean, I know Microsoft's goal is to steal every exclusive that Sony had and make it multi, you know, platform.
Yeah.
But
so there was one other game. I'm sorry. I Halo. I have to say that Gears of War Judgment looks very interesting because they're going with Bird and Cole now. It's a prequel to the whole. There's supposed to be a prequel before Gears of War even started. So. You know, I'm kind of interested in that one. But other than that, like I said, every other title that they talked about is cross-platform. So,
Is Tomb Raider going to be exclusive only with?
No, that shit cross-platform.
No, Tomb Raider is cross-platform, but Microsoft has it to where the DLC comes out on Xbox first.
Which they do with everything. So that's
right.
No, they don't do it with everything. We're going to talk about Battlefield.
All right, well, we're done. That's Xbox we done talking about. We're going to go to who right now is taking the show, and probably all three of our opinions, Sony.
It is going to take everything.
Like I said, this is Sony's year. Sony definitely opened up and ended very well. Wait. Before we even get to Sony... You know where I'm going, Britt.
Oh, Ubisoft.
Ubisoft
was the shit today.
The game Watch Dogs is a must-buy from what I've seen.
It looks amazing.
This makes
completely sense. Amazing.
I did fail to watch Ubisoft.
Dude, you missed it. It was awesome.
Just to get... Yo, I got on there late. And when I got on, it was the end of Assassin's Creed 3, and I had hopped out the room for a minute, came back, and they were already into this trailer for Watch Dogs. And this game just looks freaking crazy because of the fact, the way it plays, you'll be on one game, you'll be on one character for maybe, let's say, 10 minutes, 15 minutes of a part of a game, and then it switches off into another person. And then to another person. So this game is going to be free. I can just imagine the multiplayer. Because you know this game is going to have multiplayer functions. So.
Oh, yeah.
This game is going to be freaking epic. And I have to give my hats off to Ubisoft. Because I think, you know, with them just being gaming, you know, the game developers, for them being, they probably take the show as far as game developers go.
Yeah, I mean, the whole concept behind this game is phenomenal. Like, I would have never thought of that before.
It's something we've never seen before.
Yes.
And I think that's what makes it that much, gives it that much more hype because of the aspect they're using, and I definitely can't wait to even get a chance to touch and play this game in some form, shape, or fashion.
Yeah, I mean, so far, I mean, I know E3, it's only technically hasn't even started yet. Tomorrow's the first official day of it. But so far, this game is my favorite. And I highly doubt that there's going to be something that tops this game for me.
What? What?
Yes. Oh, what? Yes.
Whoa,
yes.
Whoa.
Watch Dogs, Dallas.
Dallas, just when you get a chance. I know
Watch it's Dogs.
YouTube. It's going to be on YouTube. With everyone, every gaming company, every blogger, every freaking magazine, anyone that deals with gaming is going to have this on their YouTubes. So you might as well go find it on YouTube and really take a look at this. This game is freaking crazy. I mean, I understand you're probably going to bring up something else and probably will top it, but with, like I said, the aspect that they use in this game has never been used before.
Are we going to talk about EA?
I mean, what about EA? EA, it's the same old thing, man. I mean, what, they didn't even talk about, did they talk about Live today?
Did they talk about SimCity?
Yes, they talked about SimCity coming to Facebook.
Did they talk about NBA Live Return?
I don't remember.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. I mean...
Whoa. It does matter because Medal of Honor is going to be an epic game, just like the last Medal of Honor. For all those...
That last Medal of Honor, as far as story and single player, was great. Multiplayer was trash.
What?
Come on. Compared to freaking Battlefield 2 was better than freaking Medal of Honor's multiplayer.
It's completely different. Battlefield and Medal of Honor are two different, completely different games.
I understand that, but I know people that, a lot of people that did not like that multiplayer on Medal of Honor. Now, from what I've seen for this new one, yes, it looks like it's they freaking revamped that whole engine.
Yeah, I put in like 20 days, 25 days on Medal of Honor.
The new one, they got a beta for it?
No, the...
The old one?
One that came out 2 years ago, yeah. Tier 1?
I wasn't impressed with his multiplayer. That's just me. I'm not saying it's a bad game. It's just that multiplayer, to me, did not stand up and really do justice for that game. But like
okay,
I said,
let me tell you the game that is shitting on every other game showed.
Little Big Planet?
Watch Dogs.
No, it did not.
Watch Dogs.
No, it did not. I'm watching it right now. No, it
Watch
did not.
Watch Dogs.
But I want to continue. What else did you guys like from Ubisoft?
Assassin's Creed. That's the only things I've seen was Assassin's Creed and Watch Dogs. I didn't give a damn about freaking... What, do they do... Is it them that do Just Dance?
You know, I actually was a little intrigued by Just Dance.
Look, honestly, I don't even play those games. My daughter plays them, my nieces, my nephew. At times, my wife, her friends, you know, gatherings and whatnot. But I really don't play them, so it didn't really intrigue me. But Assassin's Creed 3, yes, and I actually admitted that to you, Brittany, via text, talking about something. I had to go reserve that until they show Liberation.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed Liberation looks pretty damn good.
Well, I don't play Assassin's Creed.
Well,
hey, for the Vita, you want Liberation at least, yo. This is the first time they're using a female as an assassin in the game.
And
she's hot.
Pretty.
And she's black. Pretty hot and black? Hey.
You know, Dallas has that jungle fever.
You know it.
But I seriously want to talk about EA.
Let's talk about EA. I'm not, like I said, I'm not knocking EA for anything. It's just
okay. I follow a guy that is part of Visceral Games. He does the programming. He's the lead programmer for Visceral Games. Code Cal. If you guys have Twitter, go follow Code Cal. He gives you all the greatest updates for Visceral Games.
I'll follow him.
Okay. Dead Space 3.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Dead Space 3.
Yes.
The game is so scary and terrifying that Brittany had to give me the game. She had to give it to me.
Already? It ain't even out, people?
No, Dead Space 2 she gave me for free. Because she was scared to death of it.
Wow. For real?
Yeah, when was it? Last year?
It was actually 1 year ago.
At MLG.
In 2 days.
Yeah.
Dang.
Was it?
Yeah, MLG was the 6th.
Okay, yeah.
Because I should be out at E3 this year, but, you know, AT&T.
But she didn't give up. Did you finish Darkness 2? Not to change subject, but did you finish Darkness 2 yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, if that gets too scary for you, you can pass that this way, just so you know.
No, I mean, Darkness isn't scary.
Just put it out there. Crazy. But no, I forgot. I'm sorry, EA. I apologize. I forgot about...
You apologize to Code Cal.
I'm sorry, Code Cal, if you're listening. You know, I apologize. I forgot about, you know, when I think EA, my apologies. I only think sports because, you know.
Okay, you know what? Fudge Dead Space 3.
No. Why?
Because
you can't play it because you're too damn scared?
Yes.
Then fudge you because that's an epic freaking game.
I mean,
can't get through more than 10 minutes of that game.
I mean, just the trailer is just unbelievable.
And another trailer I was very impressed with, and I'm getting it regardless of what people say. And, I know I said I wasn't buying them from this company again, but.
Don't Crisis? Say it.
Crisis?
Don't say it.
No, Crisis.
I know what he's going to say.
Crisis 3, yes, but.
Resident Evil.
No.
I'm
going to get the Devil May Cry, and freaking Resident Evil 6. Because those are two games from the Capcom franchise that are actually probably helping keep it alive.
I'm gonna get Devil May Cry.
I have to get Young Dante because if you watch the one trailer they have out right now, a lot of people are bitching because it wasn't white haired Dante, but when it looks like he goes demon mode, he gets his white hair. So this is all before he gets older, gets stuck in, maybe his demon modes were stages. But definitely Devil May Cry was the trailer I seen was impressive. Resident Evil, that damn gameplay that they showed was crazy. Capcom did show that gameplay where they were in a helicopter and Leon trying to save, I don't even know who was with him because I thought it was Claire at first.
Yeah, I saw that, I was like, holy shit, it's Claire. And my buddy's like, no, that's not Claire.
I can't remember her name, but she looked like Claire. And I think he was talking on the radio. He was talking to Jill or some female. And like I was like, yo, this joint is going pretty deep. So anyone thinking of not picking up Resident Evil 6, think again, because we all know that fucking Raccoon City shit was crap. And we all know you can't stray away from the main franchise without effing up.
I mean, people are... The reason why people thought Raccoon City was crap is the same reason why they thought Dead Island was crap. Is because they got no friends to play with. I'm sorry for all you gamers out there that don't have, you know, people to play with co-op games, but that shit is designed for co-op. Like, me and Brittany had so much fun playing Dead Island.
Oh my god.
I had more fun playing Dead Island with her than I did by myself. Like, it's just so much fun playing with someone else. And that's the same thing with Raccoon City. It's designed for you to interact with other people.
Yeah, and the one other thing I do have to say about that, because the early parts of that game were crap. I tried them. I actually talked to people that played with friends who said the same things. But we all know when a game starts out like crap that's meant for multiplayer, there's always going to be patches right behind it to fix those glitches.
I mean, that's with any multiplayer game.
Yeah, and that's what I think people forgot. Like, they were so quick to judge it from day one or two. Like, oh, this game is crap. There's this invisible wall that keeps you from going places and this, that, and the third. So,
well, I mean, it's the same people that, I have to say it, this is probably going to be the first year I do not buy Call of Duty.
Why, Dallas?
Since Call of Duty 4. Why?
Yes.
Because if I want to play something futuristic, I'll play Ghost Recon or I'll play Halo.
You have Ghost Recon?
Nah.
Okay. I'm just trying to find some more people to play with.
We'll talk about that. I want to get into Battlefield Premium.
I actually seen that today.
I want to talk about that because I actually got into a discussion with one of my buddies, Boogie, about it.
Okay, yeah, Boogie, you're on notice, buddy.
I mean, he had valid points about it. He's like, well, why don't they just make another game? And he's not from – he doesn't play a lot of PC games.
Right.
Where you see a lot of PC games that get, you know, lots of content and that keeps the game alive for many, many years in between games.
Right.
I look at it as I'd rather have a great game come out
that
has awesome, awesome replayability, which Battlefield 3 does. It does have a lot of that. And if it's $50 to get more maps, new guns, different types of modes, priority on servers, all this other different stuff, I'd rather have that than fucking buy a Call of Duty every year. And then have to buy...
Yeah, because it should come out every year now.
And then have to pay another $50 for COD Elite to be able to get the map packs for free, well, at a discounted price.
And get it before anybody else can.
And the problem is, I will get it for PS3, and I still get screwed by Microsoft. Because I don't get it until a month later, and then I get it like a week before everyone else gets it. But with Battlefield Premium, I get it 2 weeks before anyone else, including you Xbox fanboys and girls. So, and PC, which I kind of like.
Yeah,
I applaud EA for that.
Man, I have to agree with you with that, because I was reading the Prime, the premiums, I'm sorry, for the Battlefield, and I was just like, hey, it's like me buying a whole new game in a way. I mean, all the stuff you're getting is like, you know, new, like if you listen to what he said, new modes, new guns, you know, newer action, so it's like buying a new game and you're paying.
Dude, they're bringing motorcycles.
That's crazy.
And they're bringing just it's an all vehicle map where it's going to be the biggest map they've ever had in Battlefield. And if any of you guys played Battlefield, you know, the first Battlefield on PC, you know how big those maps are. So it's going to be great. I'm going to enjoy it. And I understand, you know, Boogie's, you know, point of view. They should have made it a little bit less cheaper and people maybe will buy it. But regardless, there are Call of Duty people and there are Battlefield people, and people that play Battlefield will buy it. We'll eat it up.
Look. I'll eat the $50 up to get it.
I mean, that $50 is saving me $10 on Call. Actually, it's saving me like 60 some bucks on Call of Duty Black Ops because of COD Elite and Black Ops itself. So I'm happy about it. I'm happy with the choice that I'm gonna, and it's available right now too for all you and for everybody on PS3.
Well, all right.
Sorry for my rant.
No, it's all right. That's what this is here for, you know? Let people know, inform them. But, yeah, definitely I had to agree with that. EA, definitely, you know, I apologize again because I forgot something about your action titles. That are there.
I don't apologize. I never apologize because I am not wrong.
Whatever.
Casual.
Dallas, you can kiss my ass.
Free.
Remember, man, I got that jungle fever.
But on to the stars right now of the conference era.
Oh, sorry.
Good friends, yes, and I might have to say I'm back to being a Sony boy because it's just that real now.
Bandwagon.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, that cough.
About bandwagon. Definitely brung it. To the show. I mean, oh my God, I think we all had nerdgasms with The Last of Us, you know, God of War Ascension, Shit, even at Far Cry 3 with fucking four-player co-op.
Oh my god, that was awesome.
Freaking, even Wonder Book looked freaking dope.
No, I said no.
Wonder Book, not the little Harry Potter part.
Dude, I literally, like, I'm watching it on PlayStation Home, and I'm like, seriously, Sony? Like, really? Like, you're bringing out this book that's probably gonna, you know, be horrible. I mean, you saw how the one chick, she couldn't get the shit right.
Well, that was, like I said, that was the Harry Potter. I'm talking about the actual Wonder Book, which was more like a storybook, for, especially for myself with having young children, where they can change actual fairy tales that already exist. But that Harry Potter shit, like you said, was crap.
Yeah, I think Wonder Book is really great because I love Sony, and I don't think that they need to steer away too far from what they do already, because what they do works. I do think they do need to have more things like Wonder Book for kids, because I don't really feel like they have enough.
What?
I don't think they have for parents and kids. I don't think they really have enough
sports
content
for them. Sports champions, sorcery.
Okay.
What else they got? WALL-E, all the Disney movies, Hannah Montana.
But I mean something exclusive to Sony, because you can get all those games on every console.
You can't get sports championships on...
Well, not sports champion, but like all the Disney freaking games, you can get those on anything.
Yeah, but still.
You know, Sony had to. Sony needed to have their one thing for like younger, casual, whatever, that was really, like, cool and interesting, and I think Wonder Book will do that for them. Now, I think the whole Harry Potter thing, and at least maybe just the way they presented it, was lame, and with, I don't know, whoever the bigger girl was trying to do whatever it was, failing miserably, that was awful. I'm so glad they took her off of that, but I think Wonder Book is cool. I mean, it's not something I would buy because it's not my age bracket, but if I had, like, I don't know, if my sister stayed with me, my little sister, or my cousins were over more often, it's something I would buy for them.
How do I be...
I think Sony has to turn into Nintendo. I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying they're turning into Nintendo. I'm just... It's a step in the wrong direction.
No, I think it's good that they think about younger generations. You know, it's not their whole focus, but at least it is still there, and it is still cool for them.
Right, because if you really think about it, when they bring out Little Big Planet, that was more, that technically that was them trying to aim to the younger generation, but, I mean, in all aspects, that game was too awesome for little kids to even understand.
Right, it was too complex for them.
But, like you said, I think this is a step in the right direction. Like I said, especially for somebody like myself, and I'm pretty sure other fellow gamers out there with young children, you know, I mean, let's be honest. The Wii is only going to last. The Nintendo systems are only going to last but so long because of the fact, and we've discussed this before, they just use the same titles over and over and over again. And don't get me wrong, some of them were Legend of Zelda. You can't go wrong with that because technically every story is a different someone telling this.
It's like Final Fantasy.
Exactly. It's like someone telling the story of Link all over again in their way. But, you know, there's only so much Mario you can stand, so much Sonic you can stand, you know, Kirby and everything else like that. So, you know, what, you know, I think I have to applaud Sony in going in that direction with the Wonder Book as a start.
Yes.
But that's,
now,
that's,
I'm not saying they have to get as hardcore with it as Nintendo.
Part of shit got to go.
Right. I mean, still, I think what they need to do, though, have Wonder Book, but continue to support it. Don't let it be like PlayStation Move, where it's really good the first couple weeks it comes out, and then you forget about it.
Yeah, if they do constant, maybe, DLC for it.
Yeah.
That'd probably be cool, ways to do different stories, but...
Yeah.
You know, all the other stuff I've seen on Move that failed, the guns, all that crap. Yeah, they can't let it fail. Y'all gonna invest in this book, y'all better make it happen.
Next.
But next up, let's talk about that Far Cry.
What about PlayStation Plus?
I'm mad about that. After they announced what they announced to the people at the show, man, I was kind of irked. But
I mean, it's $50. I mean, they're giving out
free. I mean, I think it's a great value. I was telling Brittany, I was like, I think I'm gonna finally go ahead and get, you know, PlayStation Plus with everything they're giving people with Plus now, with all those free games you can get.
Yeah, it definitely seems like it's more worth it now. Before it was just, you know, it wasn't worth it.
What?
PlayStation, to me, PlayStation Plus was not worth it before, so I never got it.
I have to agree. The beginnings, Plus was not worth it. But now with them giving so much away free, you know, it kind of balances out the value of the $50 for the year.
What? Maybe I'm different. Maybe I'm indifferent, but you guys play Awesome Knots?
No.
That came free. That's an awesome game. You guys need to look into that.
But that's what we're saying. With the Plus, we can get those particular games that look interesting to us that people with Plus have for free instead of having to spend $5 here, $15 there. You know what I'm saying? So I told her I'm getting Plus. I'm trying to get it within like the next week or two.
And another thing, I mean, I got Final Fantasy VII for free.
See, and that's what I'm saying. So imagine how much of that stuff, which you have in Plus, will convert over to the Vita.
Exactly. And, you know, I actually play my Vita. I don't know about you guys, but
I play my Vita. I don't know about Brittany.
I play it when I have time.
You have...
Get her, Dallas. Get her!
Nah, I ain't gonna put her on blast like that. She's too free anyway.
What does that even mean? What does that mean?
Is this going to be like every episode? Hey, Brittany Free Corner. You know, let's teach Brittany what free means.
Yeah, I think that's going to be every episode now.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
We told you what to do. Go look. We even told you what it was.
I didn't.
We did too.
I didn't.
Your easy win.
That's it?
Yes. Told you this last week. Or 2 weeks ago, as a matter of fact.
I guess so. I don't remember that.
It was during Diablo.
Yes, because it was during Diablo discussions.
I guess so.
Whatever.
Oh, you mad?
Yes, he is.
I'm not mad.
You mad?
You mad, son?
You jelly?
Tell him why you mad, son. Tell him why you mad. Because I'm not a free.
So, okay. What do you guys think of Beyond Two Souls?
I actually like that.
Yes, so do I.
You know what's crazy? Ellen Page is Jody Holmes.
Mm. I will say Ellen Page is not attractive bald.
Not at all. Not at all.
Like, she's definitely one of those chicks that could not pull off a very short haircut. Like, she needs to have long hair.
But isn't this what Brittany's been talking about? There needs to be more female protagonists in games?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. She just doesn't like her haircut in the very beginning.
I mean...
Yeah, I don't like her haircut.
Come on. The girl can make objects fly.
Yes, I think there definitely needs to be more female protagonists in games. I was very pleased to see Ellen Page as the main character. I already knew before today that the main character for this game was going to be female. I just didn't know who it was.
Well, aren't we just all in the know?
Kind of. You just have to know the right people.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Are you jelly, Dallas?
Why would I be jelly? I knew it was going to be... It's kind of funny. I already knew it was going to be Ellen Page.
That's cool.
It's cool. I mean, you don't have to be jelly or anything.
I'm not jelly. You sound a little jelly, though.
I'm not jelly. Why would I be jelly?
I don't know.
Because I'm cool. You're not.
Cool.
Okay, so with PlayStation Plus, you get Little Big Planet 2, Infamous 2, Virtual Fighter 5, Saints Row 2, Just Cause 2, and Choplifter HD.
Dude, I understand that. That's why I'm going to be getting Plus, like, in a week or so. Too much free. Like, half those games you just named are well over $50 in value, so.
I mean, right now, Little Big Planet 2 is $30. Infamous 2 is, like, $20, $25. I mean, right there, you just made. Everything else is free. It just paid for itself. And cloud service is amazing. I love the cloud service.
They might need to up the space on there, though.
Yeah, I don't like the. I think it's like 250 megabytes, something like that. But I like the fact that if Emily's gone and I have people over that want to play Xbox, I don't know why, but I can go and upload everything to the cloud and go play on Emily's PlayStation.
Which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, also, I can go to my room and finish my game with the cross game of MLB The Show.
Beautiful thing.
Sony has stepped up. I mean.
Yes, they have, truly.
Like, I love PlayStation Plus for the betas.
Dude, stop reminding me about that, man. I wish I could get $50. I'm about to make a call tomorrow.
I mean, a lot of the PlayStation Plus members.
I'm going to be going to trade some stuff and not to cut you off just to get my Plus tomorrow.
Well, I mean, it's so funny. Like, you heard all those, the Sony dick gobblers when they started announcing free shit. They're like, oh my God, it's free shit. I got to go, you know, Sony's awesome. They're the best thing ever. But it's more than the free games. I mean, I got Ghost Recon beta. And the great thing is, I didn't even know the Ghost Recon beta was going on. I turn on my PlayStation, the shit's already downloaded for me. My trophies already sync up. It's in the middle of the night, my PlayStation turns on and downloads all those boring-ass patches and updates.
That's the beauty of Plus right there, boy, I tell you.
That pays for Plus. It pays to have Plus. That should be their slogan.
Hey, it was selling. It pays to have Plus.
Seriously, what does Xbox Live get you? The ability to go online.
And play.
And talk to your friends.
And party.
Hey, guess what? You guys ever heard this thing called Skype? It's this new thing that just came out. And it's party chat for Sony. I'm just saying. Everyone's like, oh, well, Xbox has party chat. I have Skype on my computer. I can hook my headset up to the computer, still hear the game, and still talk to my friends, and not have to listen to the assholes in the game. Win-win. Sony 1, Xbox 0.
I remember way back in the day when I first met Dallas, and he used to be the biggest Microsoft fanboy.
I'm still a Microsoft fanboy. I'm a fanboy of everything except for Nintendo.
Dude, don't hate on Nintendo.
I will hate on Nintendo to the day I die.
Do not hate on Nintendo. Nintendo has earned the right to be great.
Yeah, up into Nintendo 64.
Dude.
They need to step their game up.
They do. Nintendo definitely needs to change it up. Which is why I was so glad when I was watching the Ubisoft press conference, or the Ubisoft event, whatever you want to call it.
Press conference.
And they were showing Zombie U. Thank God Nintendo is giving me a bloody game.
What, their balls dropped? Now they're all awesome? They hit puberty?
It's about time. It's about time. I'm hoping that they don't stop there. I was very shocked to see a survival horror game on the Wii U.
It has to happen. That's the problem. Like, Nintendo, yes, they're going to come out with the key AAA classics. You know, your Zeldas, your Marios. They're going to come out with that. You know they're going to come out with that. But the problem is they need to make the kits easy to develop for their system. I mean, I saw a buddy at work, bless his heart. His wife only lets him have the Wii. And he was telling me about Black Ops on there, about certain spots are not even on the map. When I showed him, you know, what it looks like on a PlayStation or Xbox or PC version. And half the maps are cut off and it's not as detailed. It's just, they need to step their game up. And I don't think Wii U is the answer. If I want to play on a tablet, I will play on my tablet.
We'll see.
We will see. And you know what? I hope they prove me wrong. I hope they come out with something awesome.
I do too. I really, you know what they need to come out with, Dallas?
A good system.
Well, that. You know, I can honestly get over the Wii, Nintendo, whatever graphics, as long as they have good games and good gameplay. I can get over how it looks. I don't really care how the game looks as long as it plays well.
The only game I enjoyed on the Wii, actually, I'll take it back. I enjoyed two games on the Wii, and that was Super Paper Mario 3D, which was my shit. I love that game. And Wii Sports.
I actually enjoyed Mad World.
I mean, and I gave my mom my Wii, because it just sat there and collected dust. She plays it more than I do. She loves that bowling. Well, the problem is she has back trouble. So she can't, we used to bowl all the time. And so she has back trouble. Well, now she can still bowl, and it's realistic to a certain extent, and she can still bowl now on the Wii and have fun and, you know, enjoy it with my grandparents and, you know, when we have Christmas or Thanksgiving and stuff like that. I love the fact that when I go up there, I can see the excitement and joy that Nintendo product brings to my mom. It just doesn't bring it to me.
Yeah. It brings it to me when I'm playing Skyward Sword, which, for the life of me, I cannot explain why. I have still not finished that damn game.
Casual gamer. This is Casual Corner, brought to you by Brittany.
No, it's just because, I don't know, maybe it's just me. I can't play it for very long without getting a headache. I don't know if it's like... I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like the colors are too bright or what. I get a freaking headache if I play that game for long periods of time.
Use your gunners. That's what they're for.
I know. I just got them, though. I didn't have them before.
Yeah, use the gunners. They actually help, and they make it look better.
Yes, I noticed that when I was playing Call of Duty today with Carrie.
Call of Duty.
Oh, while I was playing GT5?
Yeah, while you were being lame.
Yeah, I'm playing exclusive while you're playing a shitty game.
You know, I was actually, because I had Gran Turismo 5, and I was looking for it the other day because I was going to pop it in, and I think Brandon sold it.
You better talk to that husband of yours.
No, I just, like, that happens often. Like, I'll go look for a game, and then it's not there, and then I find out it's been traded in.
How can you trade GT5 in?
Neither one of us played it. Carrie.
Yes.
Wrap it up.
That's too late. I got third child on the way, so.
We didn't even get to talk about The Last of Us. We didn't even get to talk about God of War.
Brittany has to go to work tomorrow, so.
I do.
What time?
Noon.
I got to be at work at 2:30.
Well, guys, we're going to wrap this up right now.
We will be back with our E3 wrap-up, though.
Definitely. After the convention is over. We'll talk about everything that went down. All the games they've shown. People got the test that we didn't. So, yeah. So stay tuned. And we'll catch you guys on the next podcast.
Yay!
Deuces.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
it
though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.